I can't believe this. How many bills do they have to send me this week? Bills, bills, bills. That's all I ever get anymore. Seems like every time I get a piece of mail, that's all I ever get. No letters from friends, no nothing. Can somebody please send me something else? And my job, I just can't stand my job. My boss, I have a new boss, and he's horrific. He just tells me to do things that are just so difficult to do. I just can't believe it. It's just like everything else is just, it's just awful. The life is just terrible and everything else. And Lord, please, if you're there, please help me here. You know, I'm kind of stressed out, and please.
That's good. If you want to laugh at it right now, go ahead, laugh. Because you know it's true. You and I have done that, right? Thank you, Sarah. Let's give her a hand. As much as we laugh, or maybe you were wondering what's going on, why is she like going through all these bills at church? You know, why did she have to come up and share all about her bills and no, not getting letters? I'm so sorry, Sarah, you don't get letters. I will send you one. I will send you one. You see, we all get stressed. The point of that little skit is that we get stressed. We get stressed with everything that's going on in our lives, of bills, and all the bills that we get, gas bill, telephone bill, and all the other bills, the credit cards, the 5 credit cards that you have, you maxed it out, now you're getting the bills. You know, maybe you need to, like in my case, you need to get the nursery ready because the baby will be here in 7 weeks. One of my neighbors reminded me that yesterday. You know, he was walking by, saw me outside, you know, basking in the sun. He had to come and, you know, shower and rain on me by saying, so how's Rochelle doing? Great, she's doing great. Pregnancy's going well. Yeah, so when is she due? She's due in June, the first week of June, between 6th and 9th. Oh, 6 or 7 weeks, right? I'm like, no, 6 or 7 weeks, nursery isn't ready yet. So this week it's been really stressful for me. Not because someone has done something to me, not because I've gotten many bills, and no, I actually got some, not this week, but I did get some letters and stuff from family members wishing me birthday and all of that, but this week I brought stress upon myself because I started thinking, okay, the baby is coming, I didn't think about 6 or 7 weeks. I thought, yeah, I need to get the nursery ready. If you have visited my house, you see that there are piles of concrete outside that needs to be removed. The lawn needs to be mowed. Laundry needs to be done. Bills, of course, needs to be paid. A lot of stuff. And I just got really stressed out. And I felt like screaming, help, I am stressed. How many of you have felt that way? Some of you, if you're not raising your hand, that's okay. I didn't want you to raise your hand. That's fine. That was a rhetoric question. I really didn't want to know the answer because I know all of us have one time or the other, we have said, help, I'm stressed. Or even if we haven't said help, at least we have said, I'm stressed. You know, I read somewhere the definition of stress as the stress is the emotional and physical strain, emotional and physical strain caused by our response to pressure from the outside world. It's a physical and emotional expression because of the strain that has been caused by the pressure from the outside world. We hear folks say, don't mind him, he's just stressed out. We tell when the daddy comes home, we tell our children, or mom comes home and say, don't bother daddy, don't bother mom. He's had a stressful day. In my case, I haven't had to hear that yet. Rochelle hasn't said, don't bother daddy, don't mind daddy, he's just stressed out yet. But who knows? But we're going to take care of that today, hopefully, right? We are all going to go home and we will never be stressed again. We can all sing, I will never be stressed again, right? Okay, we go to the doctor about physical problem and we are told, we are often surprised when he says, you are just under too much stress. We even categorize stress. We say there is parenting stress, there is work stress, school, and if I am, my essays are not really coming out well, it's because I'm Indian. Work stress, school stress, relational stress, political stress, travel stress, financial stress, emotional stress, you name it, and you can be stressed by it. You and I can be stressed by it. I found out that back in the early 80s, when the time were good, good old time, back in the 80s, Time magazine published a lead article titled Stress, Can We Cope? This is what they did. It carried a complete discussion of the effects of epidemic stress on our society today. Life expectancy is diminishing because of stress. Back in the 80s, they were able to say that. Okay? Many of our illnesses are stress-related. Peptic ulcers, high blood pressure, sudden strokes, migraines, asthma, neurodermatitis. All are diagnosed as illnesses often produced by our stress and our psychological response to it. Does it sound familiar? 29 years ago, they published that. Actually, 26 years ago, 1983, they published that. Sounds familiar, right? Few subjects have produced more rhetoric, more books, more articles, more things, and very, very few remedy than stress. Okay, it seems the diagnosis is really telling, and the prognosis is terrifying. And then, the prescriptions are really tenuous. You need to take this pill. You need to take Abilify. You need to take, I just know that name because recently I was introduced to that name. But there is so many, many pills, so many medicines that you can take just so you can relax. When solutions are offered, they're often simplistic, but only patching, but never, never healing the wound. When books are written about stress, when doctors prescribe medicine, when they suggest some things, they suggest these kind of things, we are told to relax. You just need to relax. Slow down before you break down. Do less and live longer. Yeah, right. You have a baby, you have a house, you have a job, and see if you can do less and live longer. Stay out of stress-producing situations. As if that's possible. Stay out of stress-producing situations. Oh, and here's the best one. I love this one. Avoid stressful people. How many of you can really avoid stressful people? Take more vacations. Yeah, as if I don't have to work. Get some fun in your life. Sit in a hot tub. My bathtub even doesn't work. Sit in a hot tub. Use a biofeedback machine to lower your muscle tension. Who knows what that means? Express your anger. Cry more. Join a therapy group. Get more exercise. Balance your diet. And drink less caffeine. That's for you, David. The list of temporary remedies grows longer every day. Every day. I have many books about different things. And in my house, when you come, you see there is one bookshelf, lots of books. It just happens so that I don't have any books on stress. If I did, I would have brought it today, and anyone who needed it, I would have given it to you. But in short, we are stressed out, and we all would like to just scream and say maybe at least once, sometime, help, I am stressed. Let's see if you guys really like what I speak. Can you say after me, help, I'm stressed?
Help,
All right, help, I'm stressed. Okay, but there is good news, folks. I have been stressed. I am stressed at times. And sometimes stress does get to me. And you probably have been in my shoes. You probably have been there. There might be things in your life that really stresses you out. And you have tried to find remedy. You have done everything that the doctor has said. You have done everything that that book that you bought, Stress Management for Dummies, you might have done that. But it just doesn't work. It seems like that you take one step forward and then three steps backward. It seems that you just don't know how to deal with it. But there is good news. You and I are not the first group of people. You and I are not the first group of people to deal with stress. Believe it or not, you are not the first person to deal with stress. You are not the first person who had a stressful situation. Your Heavenly Father and my Heavenly Father, knowing this full well, that you and I will face this issue of stress, put a ton of life stories, put a ton of examples of people in the book that we call the Bible. In the book that we, as Christ followers, as Christians, we follow, we read, we want to follow. You and my Heavenly Father, He knows us very well, and He knows that in our life there will be stressful situations. Here is an example. There was this little boy who used to tend his father's sheep. It's in the Bible, okay? He used to tend his father's sheep, okay? He was a shepherd boy. All he did was that he would take the sheep, go to the field, and tend the sheep. Sometimes he would have to fight a lion or a bear. Okay, but he was just a shepherd boy tending his father's sheep. And then one day he got anointed as the next king of a nation. Imagine that. Do you think that would have been a stressful situation for him? Shepherd boy, anointed as king, future king. Or maybe you think it was just very happy, you know, rejoicing. You know, I get to be the king, you know. I'm going to have that Mustang that I've been thinking about for a long time. Or maybe Porsche, he's the king. He doesn't need a Mustang. All right. But then the king, the present king, tried to kill him almost three times. After waiting for almost 7 years, he had to wait 7 years to become the king. After becoming the king, he had tons of enemies that he had to fight against. After he conquered all his enemies, his own son kicked him out of the kingdom. His own son. Does this life, does this person's life sound like that there was many situations that could have produced stress? Does it? If you have guessed it, you have guessed it right, it was David, the greatest king of all. King David. This is the guy who wrote in all those Psalms, he wrote about, my God, why have you forsaken me? He wrote that, I have made my bed in Sheol, in a hellish place. I am considered in the animals of the earth. He expressed his stress. He expressed his pain and agony. But he also said this. This is what he writes. To top it all off, he writes, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Can you imagine someone like David? Someone who has gone through so much of stressful situation. Being able to write that, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. If there was anyone in the history of the Bible to know what stress is, I would say David was pretty good. David ranked probably pretty high on that. If David was here today, if I had an opportunity of interviewing him right in front of you, I would have asked David, Mr. David, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. What do you mean by that? You have gone through so much. There have been so many stressful situations in your life. And you have cried out, help, I'm stressed. Maybe not in those exact words, but some of the verses seem like that's what you were saying. Help, I'm stressed. And then for you to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. What do you mean by that? I think this is what David would have answered. He would say, when I wrote that, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. This is what I meant. That when I have the right kind of relationship with God, when I am in the right kind of relationship with God, nothing else matters. When my relationship with God is right, everything else will fall in its place. He will say, the Lord is my shepherd. He is everything. I trust in Him. He's like my shepherd. Now, just let's take a little detour here. I had a conversation with one of my friends who has great experience with sheep. He has tended sheep, one or two, maybe over the course of the last few years. But I was wondering, sheep, you know, most of the time they get portrayed as really docile and they're very gentle and all of that. But sheep is pretty dumb. They want to do their own thing. Unless they are guided, unless they're really in a relationship with the shepherd, the person who's leading them, caring for them, unless they have a very good bond. They have to bond. My friend said that they have to bond. The shepherd and the sheep really have to bond to be in a relationship where whatever the shepherd says, the sheep will follow, will do. So that's the kind of relationship David is saying. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. I will not be in a situation. David is saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for strength, for finances. Now, I'm not saying, when I say this, that finances, I'm not saying that your finances are going to be great. Okay? You are going to be a millionaire if you give your life to Christ and you have a great relationship with Christ. The first thing happens that you get $1 million falling from heaven. I'm not saying that. Because if that was so, I would have been getting $1 million every year since I gave my life to Christ, and I would have been about 15 or 16 million dollar reach. Okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you have the right kind of relationship with your Heavenly Father, you will not want, you will not, even though there will be stressful situation, you will not be overcome by those stressful situations. Now, right now, our nation is going through a lot of stressful situation. Economic pressure, job, people are worried about their job, their 401k. Some people are worried about their family. Are they going to be able to keep their family? Some people are worried about their relationship. They're stressed about their relationship. The man, the woman that they love. Stress is everywhere. It is said that the Americans are the most stressed out people in the world, even though they are the most blessed people in the world. It is almost impossible to live our life and not have stress. While we will all have pressure from the outside world, that does not mean that we have to live our lives stressed out. We don't have to be controlled by our stress. And that is why Paul says this. You know, our Heavenly Father exactly knows what we need in our lives. Understand this, that God knows, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you and I need. This week, when I was so stressed out, Friday, I am stressed out, really stressed out on Friday. Come home, I'm talking to Rochelle. Next thing pops up in my head is Psalm 23. Now, Psalm 23 is very well known, okay? But it seems like any funeral you go to, people read from Psalm 23. I don't know why, maybe because it gives some peace and hope to the grieving ones, but it's more than that. People, Psalm 23 is really, we are not reading the entire chapter today, but I really encourage you to go home and study it, read it. Psalm 23 is like a perfect word in a very imperfect situation. when you are going through some really hard, troublesome time, read that chapter. But consider this. Everything else that follows, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, for all those to happen in your life, you need verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. If you do not have a shepherd and sheep relationship, a Lord and Savior, a saved one, Savior and saved one relationship with our Heavenly Father, with Christ, the rest of the chapter will not really matter to you. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, do not be anxious about your bills. He says, do not be anxious about your money, right? Is that what the Bible says? If you have your Bible open to chapter Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, do not be anxious about painting the nursery. It says, do not be anxious about the car that broke down. Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. He writes there, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let me put it in very simple terms. What Paul is saying here is that while there are things that don't go the way we want them to go, we can rest in peace knowing that God, our Heavenly Father, has everything under control. Paul is not discounting. He's not saying there wouldn't be any situation that might put stress on us. He's saying do not be anxious about anything. What he's saying is that there will be things that will want you to be anxious, that will want you to get an anxiety attack, in stress, in worry. But instead of doing that, instead of being anxious about everything, let's do the opposite. Do not be anxious about anything, but do this in everything. Whether it's good things or bad things, whether the economy is down or the economy is up, whether you have a job or you don't. Now, I know it's sounding easy, right? It's sounding very easy. But that's what exactly Paul wants you to do. It says, but in everything by prayer and petition. Whether you have the nursery ready or not. Now, some of us are lazy and maybe we wouldn't get that done. But believe me, that was not the situation in my case, okay? Yeah. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. While there are things that don't go the way we want them to go, we can rest in peace knowing that God is in control. So what can you and I do when we face stressful situation? When the job we have is becoming stressful, the boss we have is not very friendly, when the economy is down, when the 401k is shrinking, when your child, when your daughter or when your son is making some choices that are not good, when your husband is giving some kind of red signal, some kind of red flags going up, when your wife, some red flags going on, going up, what can we do? What can you and I do in those kind of situations? Here's what the Bible says. Your Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, He knows what we need. Here's what the Bible says. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, give all your worries. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about what happens to you. There will be stressful situations. I'm not saying, you know, believe me, after this, we go out and we will not have stressful situations again. Do you believe that? Anyone believes that? That you will not have any more stressful situation? You go out, the first thing you might be facing after you go out here, a stressful situation. But in that situation, what can you do? What can I do? That will put us into the right relationship with God, that will put us in the right place, exactly where God wants us. It says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about what happens to you. That is very reassuring for me. That was very reassuring because He knows exactly what I need. He cares about me. Jesus said this. Jesus posed a very good question to people like you and me. He asked one day He was talking to people and He posed this question to them. He said, let me ask you a question. How many of you, by worrying, what do you say? Anyone remembers? How many of you by worrying can add time in your life? Instead of saying minutes, hours, years, let's put it time. It just happens the opposite, right? He posed a very good question. He said, simply by stressing, by worrying, by being anxious, all you can do to yourself. Let me ask the second question then. How many of you, by worrying and stressing out, have taken time off of your life? Potent question. When we face stressful situation, there's one thing we can do. Very simple. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about what happens to you. Now, you cannot do that. If you do not have the right kind of relationship with God, you cannot do that. David had the right kind of relationship. And that's why he was able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I will not be burdened by the cares and the stress and the worries of the world. As long as we need to pay our bills, raise our children, provide for our family, and keep a job, there is a possibility that you and I will have stress. But in those moments, we need to do what Paul and Peter tells us. What Paul tells us is, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then Peter tells us, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about what happens to you. That's what you and I need to do. That's what I have decided to do. That's what you and I need to do when we face with a stressful situation. Stress will be there. You might feel like yelling, help, I'm stressed. But the right thing, the wise thing to do is bringing it before your God, your Creator, your Heavenly Father, who knows. I mean, just think about it. So many years ago, hundreds of years ago, 2,000 years ago, He made sure He wrote that down for us, giving us directions. We laugh at the Time magazine publishing that article 26 years ago, that they had the same kind of stress that we had. They had the same kind of stress, same kind of issues 2,000 years ago, 4,000, 6,000 years ago. And our Heavenly Father cares about us. Our Heavenly Father wants us to come into a relationship with Him where we can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. So here's what I would like to do this morning. And, I would like to pray for anyone who wants to say, you know, I really am stressed out. I don't need to know what you're stressed out about. Okay, I don't need to know. I really would like to pray with you. Like to come together before our Heavenly Father. And just pray. Let's do something. Just follow me in this. Let's bow our head and close our eyes. And this morning, if you are saying, you know, I Pastor Rahin, I am stressed. I am stressed. All I need you to do is just, you know, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand once, and then you can put it down. You don't have to leave your hand up. All right, thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, thank you. Well, no one is looking. Only my eyes are open so that I can just see you. If you are stressed about anything, and you feel like screaming, help, I'm stressed, just raise your hand. All right. Father, Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. We know that you care about us. We know that you're so much in love with us and you care about us. That's what the Bible says, Lord. The Bible says, give your worries, give your cares to God because he cares about what happens to you. And so this morning, Lord God, we heard from your word. Lord, thank you for putting these words in my heart, in my spirit, and teaching me. And Lord, as I pass these on to people that you brought at Agape Community Church and people, those who listen to a recorded copy, I especially pray, Lord God, I pray that if anyone who is at that point, who's saying, help, I'm stressed, I just can't take it anymore, Lord, that they would come and decide to have a relationship with you where they can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Because when things that aren't going the way we want them to go, we can rest in peace knowing that God, you have everything under control. I pray for the people, those who raise their hand here this morning, I pray, Lord God, that this peace that transcends, that goes beyond our understanding will fill their heart. I pray, Lord God, that Paul's word, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, ask with your petition and your prayer, come before God, that they would choose to do that. And Lord, we thank you this morning for just guiding us and leading us through this time. And I pray that this week, as we go about doing our business, everything that we do, that Lord will look back to this Sunday and this message. And when there is a stressful situation, when there is a possibility of stressful situation, we'll turn to you and give you our worries and cares. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. Thank you for being here this morning.